Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm in charge of this mayhem. Sean Worthington is our guest. Our good friend, Dr. Sean Worthington, is the author of Beyond Bitcoin, The Future of Digital Currency. He's one of the top experts on the planet on this topic. We've been talking about Bitcoin, his own currency, the cloud coin, how it's different from Bitcoin. So, Sean, Bitcoin is based on blockchain. Do you, which I still think has a future. I've been telling people that that Bitcoin brought blockchain forward, but now blockchain has overtaken Bitcoin. It's now its own agent, and I see a big future for blockchain disconnected from Bitcoin. Do you still see that? You agree with me on that?
Yes, the blockchain is a database that has some properties that can be used for a lot of things besides digital currencies.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it's very inefficient the way it is because of all the encryption
and
energy use. Yeah.
So you would only use it for I think you pointed out here on the show before. You might use it to buy a car, but you wouldn't use it to or a piece of real estate, but you wouldn't use it to buy a hamburger.
That's right.
And so, do you see cryptocurrency like Cloudcoin being more granular than that?
Yes, with Cloudcoin, you have very little cost of operation, so it's like 10,000 times less electricity usage. It's also much easier to get involved with Cloudcoin because you don't have to sign up for an account or have a private key or public key, know all about that kind of stuff.
Why don't I have to worry about losing my Cloudcoin? You say that you can't be hacked or nobody can come get it. Why is it that it's bulletproof?
Well, we've got this software. We call it the Advanced Client. And when you receive some cloud coins from somebody else, those cloud coins have a bunch of codes in them. And they're like passwords. And to make that cloud coin your cloud coin, you have to change all of those passwords so that only you know them.
Right.
So what we can do is we can add to those passwords a hash of your email address, and we can also then, when we store them on your computer, we can delete part of them, although we'll send the server basically a hash of a password that you type in or a PIN number.
Right.
And so what this makes is that if somebody steals your computer and you lose all your cloud coins, you can still get them back by email.
Right.
And if somebody tries to use your cloud coins, they don't know the PIN number to unlock them.
I see.
So they're safe.
So that now, that process, which sounds safe, doesn't sound handy. And that's the thing. Isn't cryptocurrency going to go? I keep coming back to the handy. I mean, nothing's handier than me handing somebody a $5 bill.
That's right. And this is like that because you can actually go to your program, and you can put in a person's email address and or their bank account number, which is a cloud bank, by the way,
mm-hmm.
and you can send them money, and the server will tell you if you sent them good money, and you'll get a receipt, and they will also get a receipt with that money, knowing that it's good.
But again, not something you do to buy a hamburger or a tank of gas.
Right. So this should be something that you can do to buy a Pepsi or anything.
Oh, okay.
Very easy.
Well, and I guess I'm missing the handy part. So last thoughts. What is the future? I got a minute. What's the future of cryptocurrency?
So I think that we're going to see central banks start looking at cryptocurrency. Some of them are going to want to use it to control populations so they can monitor what everybody's doing. And other ones are going to use it in order to set people free and give people privacy. And that's going to happen pretty soon, I think.
I think we're going to have to be careful about who has cryptocurrency, who creates cryptocurrency. I worry about Google, Amazon, and Facebook creating their own cryptocurrency, creating their own ecosystems, because I just worry about those guys. Am I justified in that concern?
Absolutely. So those companies are going to be in a very good condition to create their own money. And when they do, it could be that they use that money to basically hack their own customers.
Yeah. Luke Prius, folks, it's in the book. Hey, Sean, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
All right. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Dr. Sean Worthington, ladies and gentlemen. That's bitcoin.global. CloudCoin. CloudCoin.global. That's his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.